Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, Wisconsin is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton's been indicted on 18 felony counts involving mishandling classified information. Bolton denies wrongdoing, calling this a further weaponization. His lawyer says Bolton kept private diaries. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer said,
within this indictment, it says that none of the 18 counts in the indictment are associated with information that came out from the memoir. Instead, it's about information that was allegedly sent to two individuals with his family, as well as this alleged leak that Iran might have picked up.
Today, President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin and agreed to another round of high-level talks. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll send the National Guard to Austin tomorrow ahead of planned No Kings anti-Trump protests in the city. And Britain's prime minister says he's angered by a decision from a soccer team banning Israeli fans from attending a game next month. This is ABC News. There was outrage in California after the governor indicated that President Trump was ordering missiles shot over a busy freeway this weekend, and that would cause the freeway to close. The military says that's not the plan.
As it was presented by Governor Gavin Newsom's office, at least on social media on Wednesday, President Trump was planning to shoot live missiles into Camp Pendleton over the busy 5 freeway or close to it, causing it to be shut down this weekend. But the military said no, the freeway won't be shut down. It is doing a demonstration for Vice President J.D. Vance to celebrate the Marine Corps' 250th anniversary, but it will be on approved training grounds at Camp Pendleton. Newsom's office says it is relieved the White House has backed off plans to shut down the interstate, although it's unclear if that was ever actually the plan. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Los Angeles is home to the L.A. Dodgers. Tonight, they can return to the Fall Classic. They lead the Milwaukee Brewers 3-0 in the National League Championship Series. The American League Series continues in Seattle. Mariners and Blue Jays tied at 2. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When I go shopping, I like to get gently used clothes at resale prices. I like to find my favorite clothing brands by shopping for my size, and I want the store to be clean and organized. Oh yeah, and I might want to pick up some scrapbooking products for my latest project and a unique handmade gift to brighten someone's day. Did you know that you can find all of these things at the Creative Outlet? We are located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and I can't wait to help you find what you're looking for.
Spooky savings are here. The Wicked Good Wisconsin sale runs October 20th through 31st. 20% off regularly priced in-stock furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Locally made Wicked Good deals only at Court and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Hurry, it's only for 2 weeks.
Collision ruin your day? No problem. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to save the day. Get free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, we're giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't wait. Head over to Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today for hassle-free repairs. Contact us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscarol.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens mower and chainsaw blades, all knives and scissors, including hunting knives. I'm open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4, at 130 South Central Avenue, next to Belltone. Find me on Facebook at Affordable Sharpening or call 608-604-0230.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Matthew 24, 4 and 5. When Adolf Hitler became Germany's chancellor in January of 1933, he launched a campaign of terror against Jews and others he deemed inferior. After Germany's defeat in World War I, hardship made many receptive to Hitler's blame-driven ideology. His propaganda attracted followers both within and outside Germany. Leaders like Winston Churchill tried to warn the world. When America entered the war, it was nearly too late. Had early warnings been heeded, up to 30 million lives, including 6 million innocent Jews, might have been saved. In our Christian walk, we must heed the warnings of God's Word and listen to those guiding us toward truth. What spiritual warnings have we heard recently? Have we paid attention? Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we had just a little bit of rain move through the region overnight, a couple hundredths of an inch generally. Most of that is shifting away to the north and east. Looks like we'll see a few peaks of sun throughout the day, and a big story will be the unusual warmth. Temperatures should be running about 20 degrees above normal. It'll be kind of breezy as well. A cold front will slide in this evening, could bring us a couple of showers. That'll shift away again by tomorrow morning off to the east, and we should have a relatively dry and pleasant Saturday. Should be a great day to get out and check out the fall color or do some outdoor activities with temperatures still well above normal. Low pressure will develop and strengthen just off to the east of Wisconsin by Saturday night and Sunday and get quite strong. That'll produce some heavier rain over toward Chicago and Milwaukee and eastward. Could bring us some gusty winds in our area as well, so definitely a cooler Sunday. Monday we'll see gusty winds, but coming in from the south, so pulling in slightly warmer air. A weak weather system coming by may produce a sprinkle late Monday. Here are the forecast details for today. Breezy and quite warm. Cloud cover mixed with a few peaks of sun, high up to 77, south wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, scattered showers likely, maybe a rumble of thunder, low at 57. We might get a tenth or two-tenths of an inch rainfall. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow, high 73, with west winds up to 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, showers likely, low 46. Sunday, blustery winds and cooler, partial clearing for the afternoon, high 59. And Monday, partly sunny and breezy, slight chance of a light shower late, low 37 with a high of 64. Tuesday, breezy and colder, chance of sprinkles, variably cloudy skies, high 51. And Wednesday, some sunshine, high 56. A few clouds on Thursday, high 58. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple
multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently, we're at 58 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday, we tapped out at 64 here at the studios and picked up 5/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high, 89 in 1947, so we won't break the record today. Record low, 16 in 1952. Last year's high was 66, and it was a frosty 24 for a low. Sunset will happen at 6:16 this evening. Sunrise time, 7:19 for tomorrow morning. Right now, a wind that is up to 3 miles per hour from the southwest at times, 2977, the barometric reading, and we have a temperature of 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Coming up, we'll check cross-country results from yesterday, plenty of volleyball and soccer, and it's the ninth week of the regular football season, so our preview of games will be coming up, courtesy of today's sports sponsors, Hillsboro Equipment and Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports. First of all, the top story, the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country boys team won a conference title. First cross-country conference title for a Richland Center high school team in 50 years. Of course, now joined with Ithaca, the RCI runners had an incredible race. Individual first team all-conference winners were Owen Dreyer, who was the overall champion of the conference, having an amazing time last night with a 15:53. Also, Clayton Lee was a first-team all-conference runner. He finished third with a time of 16:21, and Ryan Stadler was a fifth-place runner with a time of 16:30. Individual second-team all-conference honors for RCI were Robert Budden, Sam Jones, and Pearl Fretz. Individual honorable mention all-conference winners included Grace Fretz. So congratulations to the Richland Center Ithaca runners at last night's conference meet held at Platteville. River Valley was the sixth place team. Nathan Hamilton, their fastest runner, finishing 11th. Carl Fair was 30th as well for the Blackhawks at Platteville. The top overall girls team was Lancaster and Maddie Driscoll, the fastest runner in the meet. It was River Valley finishing 4th as a team. Molly Mass with a 4th place finish, a time of 20:26. Aubrey Anlicker in the top 20 with a 16th place finish. And Richland Center Ithaca, a 5th place team. Pearl Fretz, the fastest runner. Ava Martin was 29th overall. Rachel Waterfall, 30th. And Lacey Allball, 32nd. In other conference action at DeSoto, Kickable Lafarge won the Ridge and Valley Conference meet. Landon Turgeson, the fastest Kickable Lafarge runner, 2nd in the meet with a time of 20:05. Sam Noble won the meet with a first place finish for North Crawford. Also in the girls' results from yesterday, the top team was River Ridge with their first place runner, Alex Van Bustel, and Kickable Lafarge finished 3rd. Colby Andelsek was 6th. Kendall Andelsek, 7th. Katie Rando, 9th in the meet held at DeSoto. At the SWAL Conference cross-country meet, Fenimore was the top boys team. Bobby Schmidt, their fastest runner, 2nd overall. Boscobel finished 2nd with Bodie Bright taking 1st in a time of 17:20. Kipton Brown, also in the first team, finishing 5th. Carter Molzoff and Tyler
Tyler Miller finished in the top 20 for the Boscobel runners. Riverdale 8th overall as a team. Wyatt Schramm, their fastest runner, with a 30th place finish. Clark Jilson 45th, Kalen Williamson 49th, and Dylan Topper 51st. And at the SWAL girls competition, Darlington first place team, Adelie Burgett was the first place runner with a time of 19.07. Also, Riverdale was fourth. Melody Williamson, their fastest runner, finishing 14th, a time of 21.28. Mallory Meese was 19th. Olivia Meese, 20th. Millie Schneider, 31st. And Kaylee Carter, 39th. The Boscobel girls team finished 6th. Maddie Kinnett, their fastest runner, finishing 23rd. Nakia Stitzer was 24th. Hannah Dilley, 30th. And Aubrey Seep, 32nd in cross country action. That was hosted by Cuba City yesterday. The Richland Center girls volleyball team survived a four-set win over Lancaster on Thursday night during the final regular season match. The scores were 25-15 Richland Center. Lancaster won the second set 25-22 before the Hornets won the next two by finals of 29-27 and 26-24. With the win, Richland Center improved to 7-3 and finished second in the Southwest Conference. Lancaster ended the regular campaign at 3-7. It was senior night, and the team honored the leadership of that group. Pre-match recognition was given to Tatum Razick, Rainey Walsh, Danica Pauls, Taylor Wirtz, Ella Cairns, and Abigail Williams. Danica Pauls had 18 kills and 3 aces to lead the Hornets last night. Ella V. Weiss added 11 kills and 2 blocks for the Hornets. The Richland Center JV1 team and JV2 teams both swept the Arrows in the early matches. Following the four-set varsity win, Richland Center now prepares for the WIAA tournament. The Hornets will play the winner of the Nakusa-Westby first-round match. That one in Richland Center coming up next Thursday. Lancaster will face New Glarus at home on Tuesday night. In other volleyball play from last night, River Valley swept Dodgeville. Also Platteville 3-0 over Prairie du Chien. Ithaca got by North Crawford 3-2 in the Ridge and Valley. Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo 3-0. And it was Mineral Point sweeping Riverdale. Cuba City by sweep over Boscobel. Southwestern beat Fenimore 3-1. Darlington 3-0 over Iowa Grant. Hillsboro in 4 over Bangor. Luther swept Viroqua. It was Royal 3-0 over Nisida. Cashton 3-1 winners against Brookwood. Oneewoc Center swept New Lisbon as well, and the Dells over Westfield 3-0. Boys soccer, River Valley 5-2 over Richland Center on the final regular season matchup of the year. Both teams enter WIAA tournament play next week. Sauk Prairie 2-0 over Oregon, and Wisconsin Dells 11-3 over Adams Friendship. This is the 9th week of the high school football season, and teams are jockeying for positions and fighting for WIAA playoff berths. The reveal show will be shown tomorrow statewide. Richland Center feels they're probably in the playoffs, but to make sure that happens, they would need a win over Prairie du Chien tonight. I talked to Coach Andy Troxell as his team wraps up the regular season, and he's highlighting his seniors today.
This has been a crew that's been with us for a long time, you know, playing varsity ball. I remember when they were sophomores, a lot of them played at the varsity level just because we needed them to step up when they were young. So they were robbed of some of that development, you know, when they were younger. So it's been 3 years of working with these kids. And so regardless of when this story comes to an end, it's going to be really hard to say goodbye to these guys. You know, I mean, you've got Jake Shlom. I mean, he's got a fire in his belly. He's got heart and soul, you know, just loves to be around the game. You know, we'll miss that. You know, Devin Harris, you know, he's a little bit of a jokester, right? But he stepped up where we need him this year as a center. Cruz Salazar, you know, he is maybe a little bit undersized, but he plays like he's a 6'3 offensive guard. He gives us everything that he's got. Ethan Bindle is super, super strong and very competitive and has really kind of come into his own this year as a guard. Sean Kolsch is new to football, and he's really gravitated towards just our program. You know, he's finding his niche and having fun. Duncan Harper, a guy who's got lightning speed, you know, is one of, I think, the best defensive backs in the SWC. You know, and then you've got Brenton Baker. That kid will fight until the last whistle, and he will hit you as hard as he can. I'm not afraid of anything. Abe Bosworth, our right tackle. I'd say one of the best offensive tackles I've ever had the chance to coach, you know, and so he does a wonderful job on that right side of the line. Liam Fingerson, kid's got heart and soul, has battled through adversity, you know, and just one heck of a foot on that kid, whether he's kicking or punting, you know. And then Brady Dosh. I mean, Brady has had an exceptional year across the board, offensively and defensively. So just the heart and soul and the leadership that kid has showed over the last few years is going to be a tough one to replace, you know, as we kind of wrap up this 25 campaign.
Prairie du Chien and Richland Center can be heard tonight, our game of the week, on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Elsewhere in the conference, Lancaster at New Glarus, Platteville at Broadhead Judah, Dodgeville is at River Valley. The Blackhawks are trying to stay in first place. Here's Coach Tyler McLean.
You know, you look at their record and you might think to yourself, you know, this is a team that's kind of in the dumps, but, you know, watching them on film and kind of looking at their box scores, like, they're a team that's fighting and getting better every single week. You know, they don't really have that opportunity to go play in the playoffs, so there's going to be some seniors on their team that are going to be playing their last ever football game. So I think they're going to come with a lot of energy and, you know, being ready to kind of ruin our Friday night, in a sense. So we've been kind of preparing that with our boys the entire week, that we can't be looking at the record, we can't be looking at the past, pretty much. We really got to try to stay as focused as we can on Friday night and execute at a really high level.
In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Cashton at Royal, Brookwood at Nisida, Hillsboro at Bangor, Ithaca at New Lisbon. The Bulldogs looking to better their playoff chances or seeding if they can win tonight against the Rockets. Here is co-head coach David Klang.
New Lisbon likes to throw the ball a lot. I mean, I know they haven't had a ton of success with what they've been doing this year, but just that fact that they like to kind of just get out there and kind of wing the ball, you never know what happens, especially if we miss a coverage or something like that, that they could definitely score and make some big plays. So that's always kind of one thing that we got to watch out with these guys in particular, just because of how much they want to try to throw the ball and kind of do some different things that we haven't been used to the last couple weeks.
Co-head coach David Klang of Ithaca. In the Six Rivers, Boscobel is at Waseca Steuben Seneca, Potosi Cassville at Blackhawk Warren, and Riverdale travels to Iowa Grant. Here is Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson.
Tremendous passing attack. They got one of the top quarterbacks in the state, one of the top receivers in the state, and they're chucking the ball around probably as much as anybody else that we've seen this year.
And when you play there, is there anything on the line? I mean, any outside hope of playoffs for Riverdale?
Yeah, we've been talking about that. You try to be careful what you say and how you say it. But there's a chance. There's a really good chance statistically and record-wise and who beat who and what divisions we're in. But it also comes down to some teams from outside our area, too. Like 100 miles away, we might rely on a team to upset somebody else or make sure this team does their job.
Our pregame time begins at 6:35 tonight, and then our featured game, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. Elsewhere, tomorrow, 8-player WIAA first-round playoff games, North Crawford at Highland and DeSoto at Belmont. Bowling scores from the All-Star League, Culligan Water Store with a 28-41 series, Jones Collision Center at 28-32, Turbo's Bar and Grill at 27-57. High game honors, Culligan Water Store 10-22, Jones Collision Center a 1,008, Pioneer Print Company a 962. High series, Greg Shep 741, 153 over average. Steve Olson 117 over average with a 726. Jordan Slaney had a 706, 157 over average. High game honors, Jordan Slaney 95 over average, a 278. Steve Olson a 268, and Trayton Shep a 257. George McConkie bowled a 488, 98 over average. Way to go, George, in the All-Star Bowling League. And from Coffee Clutch action, Spare Parts had an 1871 yesterday, Holy Rollers 1841, Three Aces 1822. Holy Rollers a 649, Three Aces 647, Spare Parts 634. Individual high series, Colleen Schrader a 518, Marsha Mahatka a 496, Marlene Gary a 468, Colleen Schrader a 2 212. Marcia Mahatka, 188. Judy Shireman, 174. Lots of split pickups. Judy Adrian, Deanne Kepler, Irene Klatstovy, Colleen Schrader, Tammy Schwingel, and Patty Lebansky all picked up the 310. Judy Skelly, the 27, and Judy Shireman, the 56 in Coffee Clutch Bowling. Tough week for the Brewers. We'll talk more sports with Mike Clemens when we return here on WRCO. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
We'll talk sports with Mike Clemens coming up next, sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike Clemens joins us talking sports on a Friday. Game 3 of the National League Championship Series last night. Brewers losing by a score of 3-1. Mike, are the Brewers going to win one?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah?
Shohei Ohtani on tonight. Maybe they get some hits off of him. So the Brewers have lost three in a row. They lost the first, after having the best record in baseball, they get to start the series at home. And after the first night, you're just, oh, gosh, all right, here it comes. They beat these Dodgers six times. I covered that three-game sweep this summer where, Ohtani, the guy that won game two of this series, they slugged him out of the ballpark, in the first inning. I mean, he was literally shell-shocked after that game. The guy who pitched last night for L.A., Glasnow, he was just coming back from an injury. I was in the Dodgers dugout or a clubhouse before I went over to the Brewers in that post game this summer, and Mookie Betts was on the phone and saying, well, did you call the contractor and whatever? And then he puts down the phone. And these are the guys that won the World Series last year, and they're all highly paid. And then he told the L.A. reporters, hey, this is why we're working on this extension on the house. I mean, that's where this guy was at.
Mm-hmm.
they weren't sweating it. But they snuck back in as the defending champs, and they won their wild card series. And now, they're at full force. These guys are back from their injuries. And they've just got this outstanding pitching staff and well-paid pitching staff. And the Brewers are, And the other thing, too, is remember what if the playoffs were in August, I think the Brewers would have advanced. But then remember what happened in late September and the two or three injuries they had, mm-hmm. including Brandon Woodruff in terms of their starting pitching, Trevor McGill and others. The wheels started coming off the Brewers there, right there. And it was wonderful, and what they put together against the Cubs, even though they lost those two games down in Chicago,
And it was so fun to cover them last Saturday night with the champagne and the beer and the goggles and everything. And I actually had never done one of those before. I don't know who does their carpets, by the way, but they're, you know, that's amazing. I mean, you're walking around in an inch of beer and champagne on the floor, and, you know, 48 hours or you're back there in the clubhouse. It must have been designed that way. But, no, maybe they win one tonight. I doubt it. It's over, and it comes back to pitching for the poor Brewers. And it's, you know, Phil, it's been that way since 1982. That was the first, you know, I just started out in the business and got hired by the flagship station. And I was it Joaquin Andujar that was pitching for the Cardinals?
Yes.
Beat them twice, you know, and I think like in the third game and game seven. You know, and I'm looking at Pete Ladd out there.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And Raleigh Fingers couldn't come in, you know, because he was injured as the closer. And it's like Bud Selig said, boy, you know, if we had Raleigh, you know, it might have been different. So it's pitching. It's always with the Brewers, just not enough pitchers when you need it.
Right. Yeah, the Woodward, and that's the big Brandon Woodruff injury is the most significant, that's for sure, because if you don't have pitching and starting pitching that can go a ways, it just doesn't work, does it?
No. And that's what's been proven so far with the Brewers down, you know, 0-3 into this. There's only one time, there's 41 teams that have gone down 0-3, and only one came back, and that was in the series against the Yankees, I believe, and it was in the Boston Red Sox in 2004. They went on to win the whole thing in the ALCS that year. And here's the other thing. TBS had this one fact, and I looked up the details of it. The last time a team only had 9 hits through 3 games in a postseason playoff was the 1906 White Sox, Chicago White Sox. And they were playing the Chicago Cubs in a crosstown World Series, the first crosstown of its time. They actually won the series 4-2, and the newspapers called them the Hitless Wonders. So, you know, that's how far you got to go back to find a team that's been so dominated at the plate as the Brewers have this week.
Yeah. You covered that one, didn't you, Mike?
I was an intern.
Oh, yeah. Well, another maybe sad story. It looks like the Badgers in Ohio State, the Badgers, what are they, 25.5-point underdogs?
Yeah, that's what I saw. And one CBS Sports now has got it up to 26.5. They play number one ranked Ohio State. They're 6-0. And, you know, what can you say? 2:30 kickoff tomorrow? You've got fans that aren't showing up at Ken Prandtl Stadium. You had them chanting Fire Luke Fickell a couple of weeks ago when they lost to Maryland. Now you're starting to see the columnists writing stories like, well, okay, could the Badgers afford to fire Luke Fickell? I mean, how could they buy him out? Because Jesse Temple covers Badger football down in Madison, you know, watching his reports, and you know, he's there in person at all of these games, and saying it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, when you lose to Iowa last year 42-10, what was your progress? 37-0. You lost to Iowa last weekend. Mm-hmm. Remember those games between Iowa and the Badgers used to be, you know, 21-20, and they were all running games and, you know, and powerful. And it's so there's like no advancement. There's no bright spot. You don't see any progression or cohesiveness with Luke Fickell, and they're going to lose tomorrow, and then they'll lose week after that, maybe Oregon, and what story after 3 years has Luke Fickell got to try and turn this thing around in terms of recruiting?
Right.
And, you know, Barry Alvarez had a losing season his first year, but he was changing, you know, 30 years of a poor program. And then I think the next season he got close to 500 before he found that identity of the powerhouse running and the, you know, the big boy defense. And then they ran that for 30 years through two or three different coaches. And there's no identity right now. And, you know, Luke Fickell looks in over his head, and it's going to be real curious as to how they think there's any way he can turn that ship around.
Right. Well, of course, I was a fan in the 70s, and, you know, I think it's even lower than some of those years in the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, guys are talking about the Don Morton era, you know.
Yeah,
Gary
late 80s.
Anderson, things like, I mean, just, yeah. So, and we'll probably talking about this, you know, through the rest of the fall for the Badgers football season, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, the Packers have a tough one on Sunday on the road. You're going there, aren't you?
I am. We leave tomorrow. It's against the Phoenix Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals have lost four in a row, but they've also been without Kyler Murray. He lost a couple weeks ago in a game against the Titans. We don't know if he's going to be able to get back today. Marvin Harrison Jr., their wide receiver, got hurt about a week or so ago, and he could be questionable. I think he was limited yesterday. One guy to look for, though, is Josh Sweat. They got Clias Campbell on their defensive line, but this linebacker, that name sounds familiar. He was in the last Super Bowl playing for the Eagles. He sacked Patrick Mahomes two, three times in that game. Six tackles, made some big plays against the Chiefs when the Eagles rolled over the Chiefs. Then he became a free agent, and he got a big deal, like 4 years and $74 million or so. So he'll be standing out. I was talking to Elton Jenkins, the Packers center, and he said that you'll see him standing up or putting his hand in the dirt. But, you know, that guy will be coming in off the side. I think the Packers did an amazing job against the Bengals from a standpoint of how banged up their offensive line still is. And I think another question people want to ask, is this the week that Christian Watson comes back? I don't know. Next week they have to go to Pittsburgh and take on Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, who lost at the last second last night to what they call it, the icy hot series.
Battle of the Geezer Quarterbacks,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Flacco and the Bengals, this team that you just played the other day, they came up with a winning field goal. So that was pretty exciting. So that's what I see with the Packers. And also, we're not sure if Brandon McManus is going to kick again this week yet. He's been dealing with that injury. So the backup, who did a pretty good job, is still on the roster and making the flight out there.
And the Bucs wrapped up the preseason, getting ready for the real deal coming up on Wednesday, Mike.
Yeah, they opened the season Wednesday night against the Washington Wizards. They lost their last preseason game to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Doc Rivers was critical of what they were doing defensively, and that's something they have to work on. But and Bobby Portis says, now it's time for us to get in shape. We got 5 days to get in shape for next Wednesday night, because the season starts off like, you know, back-to-back, bang-bang games, first 10-11. So the grind starts right away. They got off to that bad start last year, and they want to turn that around. But, other than that, the Giannis story, there was a lot of more details came out that, the John Horst had to go to Greece and meet with Giannis and his agent, to convince him not to go to the Knicks and whatnot. Did you realize that they've had to bring back his brother Thanasis?
I saw that. Yes.
You know, which I thought was like when they dropped him, it's like, okay, this is progress from Giannis in terms of getting serious, like, because he's just his brother. He's really not an NBA player. So they dropped him last year because they were going to make a serious run. You know, they had to officially sign last night Alex, another Antetokounmpo, brother. So he's got two brothers on the team now.
Like, wow.
Come on, man.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Come on, man.
And they signed A.J. Green to a four-year deal, too, I saw.
Yeah. What was that? 70, what was it, the number on that? 74 million?
Kind of
45 million.
Kind of what you make,
million.
I think, isn't it?
But, yeah, a little, 11 million a year or so, A.J. Green. And they've been working on the deals. Matter of fact, John Horst talked about that at Media Day about 2 weeks ago. So, Bucks finishing up the training camp, and NBA season starts next week, Wednesday night.
Tis the season. All right, Mike, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Phil. Have a good weekend.
You too. Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. 61 degrees at WRCO Radio as the warm-up trend continues. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Have you been meaning to get a quote with Julie Karen State Farm? Maybe need a nudge? Now's the perfect time. State Farm's auto rates have had a rate decrease in the state of Wisconsin. That means more savings for families, farmers, and neighbors across our community without losing the trusted protection and personal service you deserve. It's easy to start a quote at juliekarens.com or call or text the office today. See how much you could save with this new auto rate decrease. Local, reliable, and always here for you in our community, just like a good neighbor.
We'll play a new release coming up here. We also have information on Bobby G. Rice and his appearance in Richland Center next week. Bobby will join us by phone in just a little bit. But we do have our trivia question of the day. We want to get to that as we have the chance, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. This is the number one thing people look for on food labels. What are they looking for? Number one thing people look for when they're looking at food labels. What are they looking for? 608-647-4155. That's the number. Here's a brand new one from Tyler Nance.
Crows are laughing while I'm drowning in the summer heat. Naked Jack to psilocybin with the maple leaf. Sugar coats an evil world in my sobriety. I'd be better with you next to me. I work upon a praying for a little bit of rain, but I'm flooded like the water in the window pane. Taken over by the mold and going in my brain. Might sound crazy, but it keeps me sane. Don't know why I feel this way. I get high on the pain.
Tyler Nance, brand new, fresh from the country in WRCO Radio. Congrats to Craig Rasmussen. Yeah, way to go. He knew the right answer. The number one thing people look for on food labels. We had several guesses. Calories was the number one, but no, the thing they look for the most is how much sugar. Yeah, that's what we, I guess, probably what we all should be doing. Checking for number of ingredients, too. Sometimes it's not a good thing when it's a list that's as long as a novel or something. But nonetheless, sugar is number one. And way to go, Craig. You'll be enjoying some delicious Christie's cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. You know, everything in moderation, right? Keep listening for your chance to win and qualify from WRCO on a Friday morning, the 17th of October.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Big news on WRCO, fresh from the country. Bobby G. Rice is coming to town. We'll welcome him back next weekend. Bobby's on the line with us today, and I think it always thrills you to get back to the Badger State, doesn't it, Bobby?
It definitely does. It definitely does. I always enjoy getting back home.
No doubt. And playing at the Richland Center City Auditorium, I think it's been a few years for you since you've been in that venue, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been there several times over the years, going back, really, the 70s and, you know, 70s and 80s. So it's been a while, and as I understand, they have brand new seats in there.
Right. They probably won't be sitting down when you take the stage. Everybody's going to want to dance, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they'll want to dance when you and I are doing the song, You Got to Dance with Me, Henry, right?
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have to talk to my agent about that.
Okay. I'll see if he'll let you do it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, of course. It's always great to come back home and into Richland Center there. A lot of roots, a lot of great times, you know, Richland Center, Boscobel, all that area there is special.
Well, you've been on lots of radio stations through the years, but WRCO can always claim that you were the first, that we were the first station that you were on.
Yes, you know, that special time back in, you know, as a family, the Rice family, Ridge Ramblers, where we done a live radio show there for several years, and I can barely remember that, but that was certainly special.
And then from here, all over the place, I collect radio station charts, and every once in a while I'll find one from another state, another city, where you had a record on the charts there. So you got to be proud of that, that people have heard your music all over the country, pretty much all over the world, haven't they?
Well, thankfully, you know, through the years, my career, they're basically haven't Billboard hits, the 70s and the 80s, and be active, still active, alive and breathing and so forth, has allowed me to, you know, just be around all these years, and then my songs and everything have been released, you know, in other countries and basically around the world, and enjoying it. Certainly enjoying everything. I've been doing something new here. That is, I've been working with some of the two artists that have been young artists that their careers are starting. Cruz Wright, who was on American Idol. I have two songs that I wrote in his just released album, Cruising Back Home is the title of it. And then Alex Miller, who was on American Idol. I've been writing with him. And then a young girl that lives in town, or don't live here in Nashville, but she's here, Audrey Nicole Dittmer, who is currently on there, and she's in the competing here as we speak. She's in the final part of it. And so I've been helping her, and I'm going to be recording her, producing her in the studio coming up. Mm. And, yeah, she's, 18, 19? I think she's 19. So I'm enjoying that, you know, working with and... you know, be it being a part and helping those artists also.
Well, that has to be satisfying for you to be able to give back, because, you know, it was a few years ago when you were 18 or 19 and just starting out. And
I can't remember that. <you know?
laughs> But I'm sure there were some when you went to Nashville that kind of took you under their wings, though, didn't they?
Yes. There's so many experiences, you know, so many special moments and times and being able to work with the other artists, legendary artists, you know, the time of there of my career starting in 70, that period through the 70s, 80s, 90s, that period, you know, allowed me to work with so many of the artists and be on a lot of the TV shows that were going on in that period, like Nashville Now, Work in the Opry, the Bill Anderson Show, Wilburn Brothers Show, a lot of those shows were done out of here. And, you know, a lot of great things that were going on then.
You're still putting out a song or two new once in a while, aren't you?
Yes. I'll have a new one coming out here shortly, and I've got a first-time gospel album. I've never done that, and I've been writing with some people, and we'll have that album is going to consist of some traditional cover songs, gospel songs, as well as songs that I've written and co-written. I've been doing that here in the past couple months. And I'm going to do one on that's off of the album on my show there.
Tickets available through Eventbrite, and they'll be available at the door as well. And Bobby, we'll talk to you then. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, as I always do, Phil, there. You know, getting a chance to talk to you and, as you know, playing my songs over the years. And you're still young yet.
Oh,
and
sure.
You've been doing that quite a while, aren't you?
Yeah, I was just a baby when I started, you know, so.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. I appreciate it always.
All right, we'll see you soon, my friend.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Mastodon Records in Richland Center will be hosting a tribute to the late, great Ray Schrader coming up on Sunday, October 26th. Ray's family has offered the chance for folks in Southwest Wisconsin to enjoy some of the music that Ray knew and loved. Albums and CDs will be available, proceeds going to a tribute in the future to Ray Schrader. Purchase an album or a CD, or just stop by for some great conversation with Ray's family and friends. That's at Mastodon Records coming up on Sunday, October 26th, from 1 o'clock until 4. And as Ray always said, may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99, and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Coming up, our 9 o'clock ABC News update. We'll have some friends in the morning show studios talking about the Richland School District and one that I think they're going to let retire. We'll see. We'll find that out coming up here on the morning show get-together today. We have one more to play this hour, and that is the number one tune most played across the land. He's no stranger to the top spot. This is Morgan Wallen, and I Got Better.
Still pretty much the same around here. The neighbor's still shooting all next year's deer. Boys still lose less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my. Still me, don't get me wrong, but I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Light came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I'd turn into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. You got gone.
Mama was the devil, now we're talking again. My friends you hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like I'll be damned. I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was over.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk to you next hour with some community guests for some topical community conversation right here on WRCO's Morning Show. Have a great one, and enjoy the warm temperatures. We're already at 62 degrees. The update at 9 from ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. John Bolton's vehicles have arrived at Federal Court.